Kent and the Country Morning Show. Now, you know, before you get married, you got to be a bachelor, bachelorette. And it is up again for 2018, the most unrealistic reality show in all of television. I'm talking about ABC's The Bachelor. And that's where I'm at with my wife on Monday nights, checking that, whatever that is, out there on TV. And then we recap it for you here in the morning. And so I'm bringing in my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, on the show. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Boy, what a show last night. Those ladies, huh? Where do they get these ladies, Joy?
I don't know where they get these ladies from. It was an interesting crew, for sure.
You know, they're all excited. They're all dolled up in their fancy dresses. But before we get into it, on your favorites and your least favorites, Joy, I wanted to just put this out here. Ari is an older gentleman. I say this because he's younger than me, but he's 36. And most of the women here are about 10 to 15 years younger. How do you feel about that scenario?
Yeah, it's a big, big age gap. A lot of them are in their 20s. There are some that are in their 30s, I think, but there wasn't a whole lot. That could probably cause some issues down the line, I think. But yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
You know, there's something about Ari, the bachelor here, his hair. I noticed that he has a full set of hair.
Salt and pepper hair, too.
Yeah, and the ladies seem to like that, huh?
Yep.
He met 29 women last night. That was the first night of this thing. And let's just get right into it here, Joy. Let's start with your least favorites that you saw last night.
Okay. My number one least favorite is going to have to be Crystal, the fitness coach from California. I have to put earplugs in when she speaks. That I cannot do her voice at all.
Okay.
It's Valley Girl to Extreme or something. I'm not even sure what it is, but yeah.
Yeah. It is unique there. And he actually commented that he kind of liked her voice.
It was soothing, he said. It was soothing. I was like, oh my gosh, what are you thinking right now, Ari?
And then
Becca N was the other one.
Okay, Becca
N. The one with the short hair.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be drama. There's going to be a lot of drama.
On the preview for the season there that was at the end last night, it looked like Becca N goes a long way.
I know. There's always that one that I don't like that goes pretty far.
I see.
But she may be the one.
Who do you like that you saw out of the 29?
Honestly, my number one pick right now, and I was really disappointed that she did not get the first impression rose, was Annalise. I really like her. Now, my opinion may change a couple episodes in, but right now, she's my pick. I like Tia, Raven's friend,
yes.
A little southern gal.
Mm-hmm.
Becca K, she's got the long dark hair, had the black dress on. Kendall, the one that played the uke, I know that you liked her a lot.
Yeah.
She was cute, she was fun, a little different, but she was fun. So those are the ones that stood out to me.
Okay, well, you didn't mention Chelsea. Now, Chelsea is the single mom, and this happened with Chelsea.
So tonight's been amazing, and you have made me feel so confident. And I'm glad that you came and got me for a second time. Even though you haven't shared that much, I want you to open up, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I want you to know that I'm here for you. Chelsea, will you accept this rose?
I will.
So she got the first impression rose, which made all the other women very upset.
Yes.
And so you don't think...
I kind of was back and forth on her initially, you know, when we first started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of it, I was like, I think she'll probably be trouble. She'll probably be trouble. With being a single mom, I really expected more from her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the previews don't look too good coming up on what she brings to the table. So we'll see.
With that said, do you want to go ahead and put a name out there as to who you think's going to go all the way?
I'm kind of scared too, but I'm going to stick with Annalise.
Going with Annalise.
Yep.
All right.
That's my initial thought.
Okay, so I've got that recorded. And we'll see how that goes. So there it is, the very first Bachelor update of the season here on Z100 on a very cold Tuesday. We'll see what happens with Bachelor Ari. It is the most unrealistic reality show on all of television. My beautiful wife, Joy, thank you so much, babe.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too.
There you go. Making it happen for you here. It's another round of the Bachelor update. And so my wife usually has a good, scouting report. And so she is saying Annalise. Now, I don't know what the Vegas odds are right now on it, but, you know, may want to check into it. I can't guarantee anything, but she's been right like the last, I don't know how many times we've been doing this thing. Dave and Nail, right now, whatever she's got.